Restaurants featuring a wide variety for every price range and appetite. South Point's Garden Buffet has something for everyone at unbeatable prices. Or, if hunger strikes in the middle of the night, join us at Coronado Cafe. The American menu offers breakfast, lunch, or dinner 24 hours a day, plus a Chinese kitchen for authentic Chinese dishes from 11 a.m. to 11 p.m. From steak and eggs to wonton soup, it's fast and friendly service 24/7. When you need a quick pick-me-up, you can find it at our state-of-the-art Starbucks just inside the main South Point entrance. Order ahead with the Starbucks app for easy mobile order pickups. Or enjoy your favorites in the relaxing dining area anytime, day or night. If you love Mexican food, Baja Miguel's has all of your south-of-the-border favorites. There are dozens of classics to choose from, like fajitas, ceviche, chimichangas, tacos, and more. And for spirit lovers, Baja's colorful non-smoking tequila bar is right outside.
John was the most incredible person I'd ever met. Aviation was John's love and passion. He was present as a Marine and present as a dad, as a husband. It was a normal, ordinary Wednesday for us. When I was picking up my daughter from daycare, my friend that I would carpool with mentioned that there was an aircraft that went down. In an instant, you know, your life does change. And you, especially having children, have to decide, how am I going to do this? I got a message from a friend, and they said, there's this foundation called Tunnel to Towers. And they said on TV that they're going to pay for your and John's mortgage. And it just felt like a frozen moment in time that I'd never forget. I'm so grateful for that.
By giving $11 a month, you're joining us on our mission to do good. Go to T2T.org. It only takes $11 a month to make a positive impact.
The field for the biggest derby of the season at Los Alamitos is set for Sunday, November 10th, the Grade 1 Los Alamitos Super Derby. The field is led by top qualifier BP Cartel Policy as he looks for his third graded derby of the year. Plus champion filly Dark Enemy. She's going after her fourth Grade 1 win. Plus the undefeated Stanley Cartel, the outstanding Boardwalk, and the Grade 1 winner Let's Leave. It's a field of super sophomores. The Los Alamitos Super Derby, Sunday, November 10th.
The following is a Race Day Las Vegas presentation in association with Sirocco Productions Limited on the Race Day Las Vegas Radio Network.
From the gaming capital of the world, time for Race Day Las Vegas, covering the sport of kings with a Las Vegas perspective. Now, to the race desk with your host, Ralph Sirocco.
From the backstretch to the turf flow, at the racebooks and on the internet, to all horse players around the world, a good morning.
All righty. Good morning, everybody. Welcome to the Race Day Las Vegas radio program for this Thursday. It's almost Friday, but it's our Thursday show. We come to you live and direct from the gaming capital of the world, Las Vegas, Nevada, right here at our studio station, South Point Studios, and the South Point Studios network feed at YouTube. And we hope you enjoy us at YouTube. We hope you did last night as well. And, of course, all of the other platforms that we have for the Race Day Show that include our anchor radio station here in town, Sports Talk 1400 AM and FM 107.1. And, of course, our websites, racedaylasvegas.com, .vegas.world, .global, iPhone, Android, got that covered, too. You got the apps there, the YouTube app that you can see and hear us, and the KSHP app that you can hear us through the radio station on your iPhone or Android, and anywhere you get your podcasting as well. So we welcome you to the Race Day Show for this Thursday as we count now the hours until we start the Breeders' Cup 2-Day World Championship, and that, of course, starts tomorrow, Friday. We want to, right now at the top of the show, thank all of the folks out there, all of you, that joined us last night for the special Breeders' Cup preview show right here at the YouTube streaming network at the South Point Studio streaming network at YouTube. We want to thank you so much for your watching and listening to us. And, of course, we want to thank, always thank, the fantastic crew we have here that made it happen, all the bells and whistles as well. Sean doing a great job back there as our producer. And, of course, our handicappers that were here on scene. That included Duane Colucci from the Rampart and Chris Andrews, the sports director here at the South Point, and Vinny Mugliolo, of course, one of the top lines makers here at the South Point as well. They all joined us as horse players yesterday, gave us a thought or two about some of the races and the Classic. And, of course, our race day handicappers, Jonathan Ardoon and John Linda, who are not only here on set yesterday at 4 o'clock for the show there, they're back here at 7 in the morning. Good morning, guys.
Good morning, Ralph.
How you doing? You got enough sleep there?
I'm ready to go. Let's go.
Okay. Jonathan doesn't look like he had enough.
Well, he's on New York time. He should be more wide awake than us.
He's on a big jet lag going on right now. So we're going to have a lot of fun because these guys will be with us all through the weekend for the Breeders' Cup. Remember that tomorrow after the show here, the first of the two-day Breeders' Cup viewing parties will be held in the Grand Ballroom. The doors open at 9 o'clock tomorrow morning. Same thing for Saturday. And, of course, after the races are over tomorrow on the Stars of the Future, with all the races for two-year-olds in the Breeders' Cup, of course, we'll be back doing our seminar, the annual Breeders' Cup seminar with John and Jonathan, talking about all the races on Saturday, the big championship races, because we went over quite a few. We went over all of the races for the two-year-olds last night on the preview show. But we teased you for the seminar that's coming up tomorrow night as far as the Saturday races. And, of course, we'll look back to Friday and see if we have any indications about how the track might play for Saturday off of the Friday results and talk about those as well. It happens in the Grand View Lounge adjacent to the Racebook. That's tomorrow night at 6 o'clock here at the South Point right after the races conclude in Southern California, 6 o'clock. For that seminar with John and Jonathan, I'll be kind of, I don't know, air traffic controlling these guys and maybe even separating them on occasion. Who knows? But in any case, that'll be the Friday events. And then on Saturday, it's time to go for the championships. The big Saturday Breeders' Cup races will be in the Grand Ballroom again. The big viewing party with the doors opening at 9 a.m., big banquet tables. You got food and drink discounts, etc., and of course the betting windows, the kiosks, and they'll be giving away prizes too. Steve Johnson, the director of the Racebook here, was on the show yesterday and reminded everybody that they'll be doing drawings for prizes as well on Saturday in the Grand Ballroom. Everything I just said is free, including parking your car. It's all free. We invite you to come down and join us for all of these activities yet to come. And again, we want to thank all of you for watching and listening yesterday on the Breeders' Cup preview show. All right, now time to get to work for this Thursday as we set the table for the Breeders' Cup the next 2 days. By the way, Del Mar opens today, so we'll be asking the guys how they view Del Mar and to see if we can get some kind of barometer on the track and the turf course on the only day we have a chance to get the barometer before the races actually start for the Breeders' Cup, and that would be today at Del Mar. And, of course, we have racing back at Aqueduct as well. Rich Eng will join us via the usual satellite, and will give us a thought or two on the Thursday night NFL game. And, of course, a pick or two on the races, and Jerry J as well. So we got a jam-packed show for today, Friday. I want to start out, gentlemen, by talking about the weather, the predicted weather at Del Mar. Now, we're getting an update on the weather, are we?
As far as I know, there's still, you know, a chance of rain Saturday afternoon, Ralph. It's supposed to come in around noontime. I don't, you know, even if it does come in, it's going to be light. You know, they're predicting less than a quarter inch of rain. So I'm hoping and I'm thinking that it's not going to have a big effect on what we deal with. Tomorrow, today will be fine. It's beautiful down at Del Mar. Tomorrow should be fine. Mm-hmm. Sunday's races should be good, too. The only window is right now is Saturday afternoon.
Now, Jonathan, when I checked earlier this week, They had the weather.com had the prediction for Saturday, the big day at Del Mar for the Breeders' Cup, as a 68% chance of rain. Now they stand at 16% chance of rain. They said that it'll be a high of 66, low of 55 overnight, partly cloudy and sunny with a 16% chance. And as you say, John, Friday it'll be 66 degrees, partly cloudy and sunny with 5%. Today they say 2% and it's sunny with 68 degrees. So I guess the system is not moving in as much as they thought, and that's good news for us. I guess the Mother Nature is a racing fan after all.
Yeah, and like John said, even if it does rain, it's going to be so little, I don't think it's going to have any effect at all. And I wouldn't think about it. I wouldn't waste my time worrying about it. Just go and handicap like it's a regular day, and that's what you're going to get.
Like the song, it never rains in Southern California.
Right. But when it rains, it pours.
Yeah, that's right. I think that's a prediction on gambling as well. But in any case, that's the latest on the weather there. So we're fine with that. Now, there have been several late scratches coming in little by little for the Breeders' Cup as we move through the days. And so what I want to do for those of you at home right now, and for those of you watching and listening, we're going to update the late scratches after they took the post position draw, okay? The late scratches as they are at the moment. So we'll start on Friday. And, John, I think you have the latest.
Right. From the Breeders' Cup races Friday, which six races, the Breeders' Cup Juvenile Turf Sprint, number one out on bail, has been scratched. Okay. There's a couple of also eligibles. We don't know yet if either one of those are going to race. Seventh race, which is the Breeders' Cup Juvenile Fillies, number seven non-compliant, was a vet scratch. And then you go down to the 10th race, and there's a scratch that came in last night. Number 8, Minaret Station, is going to scratch. Also, number 14, Tenacious Leader, Spike to Fever, he is out. I am told that the also eligibles, numbers 15 and 16, will not run, even though they can draw into the race. They're going to skip that. They're both entered on Saturday in an undercard race in the Breeders' Cup, so they're going to wait till Saturday.
All right, so we're going to have then a field of, 11 in that race then, right?
It'll be 12 altogether, yes.
Altogether, okay. So the 8, Minaret Station, 14, Tenacious Leader, the 15, Sabretooth, and the 16, Kale's Angel will not go in that 10th and final race on Friday. Update on Saturday?
What I have so far, if you go to race number 6 on Saturday, that's the Breeders' Cup Distaff, you have the vet scratches of number 3, Baducata, and number 8, Miss New York. And then we go down to the 9th race, the Breeders' Cup Filly and Mare Turf, and number 6, Ylang, I don't know how to pronounce it. The 6 horse is out.
Yeah, number 6.
Right. And that is it right now. So we're waiting to see what else. Again, also eligibles like Rattle and Roll and the Classic are still trying to draw in. And obviously there'll be updates between now and first post on Friday.
There's no question about that, because we have that team, or let's put it this way, a group of veterinarians that all these horses have to pass by and through before they do anything. You were telling us yesterday, John, that on the when they come on the track in the morning just to gallop or whatever, they have to walk down the chute and pass a team of veterinarians just to get out on the racetrack?
Right. On a normal Del Mar, there are four entries onto the racetrack to train. But during this particular time for the Breeders' Cup, any horse going onto the track to train has to come on through the 7-furlong chute.
Mm-hmm.
And in that 7-furlong chute is a host of those Breeders' Cup regulatory vets. They've got to jog for these vets and everybody to make sure before they go onto the main track that they're allowed to go.
Mm-hmm.
And at this point, all those vets are taking their notes and making notations about, you know, what they see and what goes on. And they'll, you know, if they're okay, which, you know, the vast majority are, they go out on the track and they watch them come back. But the reason they have those numbers on their saddle cloths is not so much for the public to identify the horses. It's for the vets to know which horses those are so they can follow those around the racetrack.
Jonathan Ardoon gave us some of the greatest facial expressions while you were talking there. So do you have a comment on this?
It's just ridiculous, Ralph. Seriously, are they going to have 10 or 20 vets lined up? Two or three should do the trick, really, you know? And they go and examine them in the barns in the morning also. So it's like overkill.
Yeah.
It really is. And they're just looking to scratch horses. I honestly believe that.
Really?
They think they're there to flex their power that they have for these 2 weeks or whatever it is. I don't like it. I think it's ridiculous. I think it's too much. Common sense has to take over somewhere.
Yeah. Well,
it's not happening.
Common sense is a short commodity in a lot of places, that's for sure. We will, I guess, this morning, really, I mean, all the working is done. All the workouts have been done. This morning, now, they're just trying to keep these horses happy and galloping and enjoying themselves, right?
Yeah, at this point, I think, especially for the imports, the Euros and the Japanese horses, it's just getting a look of around, so there's no surprises when they get on the track. You're going through the paddock. You're schooling in the paddock because Del Mar has a stadium-style paddock where it can affect a lot of horses. You get that noise in there. Yeah. It just, you know, it just goes right down into the paddock.
Forth, yeah.
Right. So you want to make sure they're accustomed to that. They know what's going on. You don't want any surprises on the big day because that usually leads to bad things happening.
Well, we will certainly see. Did they have a limit? Did they have a cutoff limit for the crowd? In other words, when they get to a certain amount, they don't let people in anymore, or they're just going to do by capacity?
Yeah, they cap it at, I think, at 37.5. There were still some, I know the general admission was sold out, and a lot of areas are sold out, but there were still some seats available. So it won't be a completely full house at this point, although it could sell out between now and Saturday.
Yeah. Okay, good enough. Well, we know that it's going to be as much room as you need here because here at the South Point, and it's a big piece of property. It's a big casino to begin with. But the race book has a lot of seating. There'll be overflow, I'm sure, in the Grandview Lounge in the afternoon for the races because they'll put them on there. And as I say, the Grandview Lounge is adjacent to the book, so you can get a seat there and still make your way to the betting windows with no problem. And, of course, there'll be a TV set or two, I'm sure, on in the sports book as well, and then the big grand ballroom that, I believe, as Steve said, will hold anywhere between 800 to 1,000 people in there. So don't worry about the crowds at any other place. Just come right here, and you'll enjoy yourself, that's for sure. Around the country today, outside this morning, it's a little chipper out here. It's 44 degrees right now as I walk through the parking lot. We're going to get up to 70, but it's always fast, firm, and perfect in the book here anyhow. But that's going to be the fluctuation of temperatures if you're planning to come out and get and jump in the car, get in a plane, and come on out for the weekend. It'll be chilly in the morning, and it'll be comfortable in the afternoon, but it won't be the devastating heat that we've had. Today, as I say, we're going to get up to 70 here in Las Vegas. As far as the rest of the country, Miami sits there at 83. New York City, Jonathan, is at 82 degrees. It's going to be hotter than we are here.
Amazing. In November,
yeah.
80 degrees.
Yeah.
Got to go back a while to see that.
83 degrees. That's 82 degrees, actually. Chicago, a little rain going on at 68 degrees there. Phoenix, Arizona is sunny and 80 degrees. Perfect weather there. In Southern California, they say in Los Angeles, it's going to be 74. It'll be a little bit chillier at Del Mar because it's near the coastline. And, of course, here in Las Vegas, again, we're going to top off at 70. Gentlemen, we're looking towards this little fall meet at Del Mar. What to expect, John?
Biggest thing for me is go to school on the races today and early tomorrow. Del Mar this summer, the main track was unusual in that it was such a speed favoring and an inside track.
Yeah.
Usually sprinting at Del Mar, you draw the rail, you're dead. Uh-huh. But it was okay this summer. And so we'll have to see if that continues today. The turf course looks fantastic. It's in really good shape. Having a Breeders' Cup early in the meet when the course is fresh and the rails are down, you've got lots of room to maneuver there. But pay attention to this main track. We're going to see what we can make of that going into the 2 days of the Breeders' Cup.
And, Jonathan, I think we better enjoy as race players the great competition and the field sizes for this weekend because I'm pretty sure that when we get to Sunday at Del Mar, the competition and the volume of horses in the race is going to drop off.
We're going to have a dramatic drop. I was talking to John off the air about it earlier, and it looks like they may be headed for a tough meet. It's just hard-filling horses, and inventory at this time of year is not like the summer.
All right. Well, we're going to see. By the way, do they have the ship and wind thing?
Yes, they do. Yes. Uh-huh.
Well, that helps.
Yeah, a little bit, yeah. There are some ship and win horses. I was working on Sunday's card last night, and there are some ship and win horses here. You know, these trainers, when they come in for the Breeders' Cup, they're going to bring some other horses around.
Yeah. Bob Baffert used to, when he went to the Derby or other places, he'd bring the beer money horse.
Exactly. Well, like tomorrow on the Friday Breeders' Cup, the very first race is an allowance race. During the regular Del Mar meet, that allowance race is going to be about $57,000 purse. Mm-hmm. On Friday, that purse is $150,000.
In the opener.
In the opener. That's an allowance race. So obviously the enticement was bring some other horses while you're out here, guys.
And it looks like, you know, it was by just taking a look at some of the entrants in that race, they accomplished that because there's some nice horses in this
race. It's a full field. And the weird thing about it, Ralph, you know, in California, if it's not a stakes race, you can race on Lasix. No Lasix in these allowance races this weekend. So pay attention to that.
Stakes-like races, but they are classified as allowance, so you can use Lasix.
No.
Why did they do that?
It's part of the Breeders' Cup program. The Breeders' Cup is running this weekend, Friday and Saturday. So
but
pay attention.
Not Breeders' Cup races, right?
No.
But they still get the rule anyway.
Yes.
They still control all of the racing, the two racing cards completely then.
Right.
All right.
Wow.
Okay, well, we're just scratching the surface here, folks, trying to get you a little bit of the insight on how to approach the Breeders' Cup, etc. And we're going to rely on these guys to give us actual picks here soon or later and find out how they perceive some of these races as well. We're just starting out on this Almost Friday, Thursday race day show. So when we come back, we'll get to the racing menu for today, and then we're off to the races. So don't go away. We'll be right back.
South Point Casino has plenty of attractions for the whole family. Catch a movie. Our 16-screen movie theater includes two XD Extreme screens for the ultimate in viewing, sound, and luxury. After the show, treat the family to a variety of treats at our old-fashioned ice cream parlor, Kate's Corner. We scoop up a variety of creamy concoctions, including smoothies, hand-dipped cones, milkshakes, malts, sodas, and sundaes. At Kate's, there's something for everyone. And if you still got time to spare, our bowling center might be right up your alley. Voted best of Las Vegas, it's a great place for friends and family fun. 64 lanes, a pro shop, snack bar, and arcade. And while the kids are bowling, you can play slots and sip on a drink in the Alley Cat Lounge while overlooking the lanes. For our more serious and professional bowlers, the South Point is also home to a separate tournament bowling plaza.
Back on Race Day Las Vegas, Almost Friday, Thursday, and now we're going to go to the racing menu for today, reminding you, as we always do, the first post times we broadcast on this racing menu each and every day reflect that of the Pacific time zone. So if you're listening here in Las Vegas, certainly here in the race book here in Las Vegas, here at the South Point, that'll be the first post times will be Pacific. We are in the Pacific time zone. For those of you listening around the world and different time zones, well, just adjust to the Pacific time zone so you don't miss anything like I miss Mom and Dad, because I can tell you right now, you don't want to miss making a bet because you got the wrong post time, okay? Here we go. We begin the menu today, eight races at Laurel Park. Laurel Park has a first post time of 9:25 at Laurel today. As we start out our menu, Pick Six Jackpot carryover there, $15,806 at Laurel, first post time 9:25. Belmont at Aqueduct. Belmont at Aqueduct today has an eight race card. Their first post time is at 9:40 at Belmont at Aqueduct. And let's see what it looks like at Belmont at Aqueduct today. They say partly sunny. By the time we hit post time, it'll be 72 degrees out there at Belmont at Aqueduct. And the track is fast. Two turf courses are firm. The outer turf course will host race 8. The inner turf course will host race 7. First post time, again, at Aqueduct is at set 9:40 for their 8 race card. Churchill Downs in Louisville, Kentucky, which started out their fall meeting yesterday. Churchill Downs has 10 races today. Their first post time is at 10 a.m. 10 a.m. at Churchill Downs today. One day Pick 6 jackpot carryover stands at $36,216. First post time, 10 a.m. at Churchill Downs. Horseshoe Indianapolis has 10 races. Their first post time is 11:10 at Horseshoe Indianapolis. Then we have opening day at Del Mar in Southern California. First post time today at Del Mar is at 12:30. 9 races today. The feature race is the Let It Ride Stakes at a mile on the turf for three-year-olds. Eighth race on the card. Right now there's 10 entered before any scratches. And in the race, the 5-2 favorite is King of Gosford, 5-2 with Flavian Pratt aboard. First post time at Del Mar for the opening day at the beach is at 12:30 Del Mar. Woodbine has 8 races. Their first post time at Woodbine is at 1:50. They've got a pick six jackpot carryover, $23,533. First post time, 1:50 at Woodbine. Delta Downs will kick in with 8 races. Their first post time is at 2:50. Penn National has 7 races today at Penn Net, and their first post time at Penn National today with a small super high five jackpot carryover of $2,509 is set at 3:15. And then we go to Charlestown. Charlestown races. First post time, 4 p.m. there. Pick six jackpot carryover, $25,342. First post time, 4 p.m. at Charlestown. And then we wrap it up with Remington Park. Remington Park has 10 races. First post time is at 4:30. And that's your menu for today, Thursday. Gentlemen, all I can say is there'll be plenty of good racing opportunities today. What's the card look like overall at Del Mar today, John, Jonathan?
Not bad. There are a couple of small fields, but in general, it's good enough for me to get what I have to get out of it and do my homework.
Okay. Well, what we got to get out of it is to make more money than we're spending there.
That's the idea, yes.
Yesterday, Churchill Downs opened up its fall meeting. I understand they're going to be they're going to take a limited amounts of shots at the turf course to see if that's okay. At Churchill Downs. But opening day at Churchill, Jaime Torres was the riding star. He had 3 wins on the card. Torres had wins in the, if I could find that first one, he had wins in the 8th race at for Tom Amos, $5.82. And in the 9th race, his winner paid $65.12, beating out Rich Ang's horse, who couldn't get to the long shot in time. He ran second there. And so, big price there. Pick six, that's why they have a carryover today. But the pick five, with prices of $54.42, that started it out. Then you had a $7.66 winner, courtesy of Mr. Jonathan Hardoon, a Steve Asmussen trainee. Islander from Between Horses held off a late charge by a closer, got the win there under Luis Saez, paying $7.66. And then you had $5.82, of course, the $65.12 winner for Jaime Torres' third win of the day. And then the last race paid $33.64, folks. The pick five for 50 cents paid $57,815.81. And even a Ouija board couldn't come up with the pick six there yesterday. All right, gents, we're going to go to Jonathan Hardoon. You usually have the spot right after we do the menu. So besides Del Mar, which we're going to get to in a minute, we got racing today at Belmont at Aqueduct and at Churchill Downs.
And there is a big pick six carryover at Belmont. They don't seem to hit it on Sundays, I think 6 or 7 weeks in a row.
It's been a long time, yes.
The only time that they didn't have it, that they had it, is I guess they canceled racing one Sunday. Other than that.
And I'm glad you mentioned that, because I didn't on the menu because I was too busy looking for any of the late scratches and the conditions there at Belmont. But the carryover at Belmont at the Big A today, $49,758. That'll make it an instant horse player holiday.
Yeah, absolutely. You know, it's a nice jack. It's a nice pool to start with. It's a dollar pick six, and the old style, you know, no jackpot. So that's good.
Before we have a thought or two about Aqueduct, John, when we're talking about the jockeys who are in other locations, especially here at Belmont Park, these guys will fly out, I'm sure, like tonight, because they have like mounts today at. They'll make a late flight into Southern California for the Friday and Saturday cards, right?
Right. They've got to be here on the grounds in the morning on Friday. So, yeah, whatever they have to do. These guys have done it all around. You don't want to cut it too close anymore with the way travel schedules are.
Well,
and you know, you miss a connection or they're late on something and you miss out on...
Or a delay period.
Right. So they'll be out a little bit earlier probably than they usually would.
Okay,
and they're also flying in from Kentucky, which is not an easy place to fly from because very few... go direct, you know, so.
And I guess the jockeys, as well as the owners, et cetera, the ones that are more prominent will probably get a private flight on a Dolphin plane somewhere along the line. But Nevertheless, let's hope they all make their connections. All right, Jonathan, let's take a look at Belmont at Aqueduct.
All right, we're going to look at the fifth race today, 6.5 furlongs on the main track. It's a maiden claiming event, and I like the number three horse in here, Someone. This is a two-year-old filly from the John Kimmel barn, Kendra Carmouche, aboard to ride. She has three career starts, throw out the race, two starts back on the turf. That race meant nothing. Her first race, she did have trouble. She ran well last time out. She's listed at 6-1 on the morning line. I like number three, Someone, to win today's fifth race out at Belmont at the Big A.
Well, we hope Someone is the one in the fifth race. The three, Someone, that, of course, is the anchor, the last race in the early pick four and early pick five and part of the pick six with that carryover. Fifth race, number three, Someone, Kendrick Carmouche, Jonathan Ardoon's pick in the fifth race at Belmont at Aqueduct. Now, I know that you did three sheets. You have a full sheet for Belmont at Aqueduct, Churchill Downs, and opening day at Del Mar. So where are we going next?
Let's go to Churchill. Look at the fifth race today. Originally a field of 10, but there are two late scratches in there. Number three, Cruisin' and Boozin' is out, and number five, Readier, is out. I love the number four horse in here, Protege, a four-year-old colt from the John Hancock barn. He took over the training, actually claimed this horse two starts back. He ran very well his first start for him. Julian LePeru aboard to ride, 7-2 on the morning line. Number four, Protege, pick five, pick six single. Today's fifth race out of Churchill
Downs. All right. And, of course, that pick five at Churchill Downs, same deal. It's the final race in the early pick five and early pick four at Churchill Downs. In the fifth race, number four, Protege. Number four, Protege, Julian LePeru aboard. Jonathan Ardoon's pick in the fifth race at Churchill. And then we go where the turf meets the surf.
Yeah, we're going to look at the opener today, a mile on the main track, and I'm assuming, I don't know for sure, but the last time they were at Del Mar, like you guys were saying, speed was dominant, and I think the number four horse in here, Navajo Warrior, three-year-old gelding from the Tim Yachteen barn, Serafin Carmona, aboard to ride. This is a good, he's not a young apprentice, he's in his 30s, but he just started riding in Southern California. I think this horse goes wire to wire here. 7-2 on the morning line. Number four, Navajo Warrior, wins today's opener out at Del Mar.
12:30 first post on the Pacific time zone. 12:30 first post. Number four, Navajo Warrior. Navajo Warrior, the four in the first race. John, a little bit more on this kid at 30-something years old, starting riding?
Well, he was an exercise rider for different people, and he was... I don't remember where he was riding before.
Oh, really?
He'd ridden a little bit before, but he's a real tall kid, and I'm surprised that at this age, like 31 or whatever he is, that he would start. Weight, yeah. I mean, yeah, you'd think he might get too heavy, but he's been around forever, and you got guys, you know, Yachteen, Peter Miller, a lot of reputable guys using him. So I think he's a pretty good horseman.
And they seem to like him. He shows up and he works hard in the morning.
He's well spoken.
Yeah, and he give him a shot. And they're giving him a shot. And it's a good story, Ralph.
All right, good. And let's cap off that story with a winner in the first race with number four, Navajo Warrior at Del Mar. All right, Jonathan, again, remind everybody that where they can get full sheets for Churchill, Del Mar, and Aqueduct, Belmont at Aqueduct.
Then go to the website at jonhardoon.com.
All right, when we come back, time to search out Rich Eng for us because there is a Thursday night football game as well in the NFL, and I'm just wondering what side he'll be taking today. And we'll be back with Rich Eng. We still got John and Jerry yet to go, so don't go away. We'll be right back.
Tunnel Towers helped so many people. As a player of the Mets, I feel like for me, I have a responsibility to give back, especially to a cause that's authentically New York. And I just want to show appreciation for those brave men and women who really do a massive service, not just in New York, but everywhere. Hey, I'm Pete Alonso. Let's go Mets, and let's help the Tunnel to Towers Foundation.
Go to T2T.org for more information about how your donation can make a difference.
Thank you, buddy.
There are many families that need your help. I'm Mark Wahlberg, and I'm asking you to support the Tunnel to Towers Foundation and their efforts to deliver mortgage-free homes to catastrophically injured service members, Gold Star, and fallen first responders families with young children, as well as eradicating homelessness amongst our veterans.
Everybody knows where the money's going. Every single dollar. God bless you.
Please contribute $11 a month to support their efforts by visiting T2T.org.
Thank you.
South Point is also proud to provide a variety of relaxing amenities for the guests who want to be pampered. Soak up the sun and let your stress melt away in our lagoon-style paradise swimming pool. A relaxing getaway where you can bask in the desert sun and enjoy seasonal food and bar service poolside. And if you really want to escape, come to Spa Costa del Sur. From couple suites to a co-ed wet area, our spa caters to business and leisure travelers who want to unwind and elevate their senses. A visit to one of our spa's steam, sauna, or whirlpool treatment rooms will leave any guest feeling like they can take on the world.
All right, back on Race Day Las Vegas. Before we get out to Rich Eng, I want to just take a look at some of the chatters here. A couple of the chatters picked up on your no LASIKs for Friday and Saturday at Del Mar. That was a good feed there. And another one said the California rain is like someone spitting at you from the top of a size skyscraper. So that was kind of funny. And so the chatters are chatting away, that's for sure. And it's a good. So if you haven't tried it, folks, you got to go to YouTube. Punch in South Point Studio. You'll get to the page where the South Point Studio Network streaming is at on YouTube. And then hit subscribe if you haven't. It's free. And then you can start chatting away with all the chatters because they're just busy chatting away and having a lot of fun. That's for, and picking up some good tips for horse racing and what's going on as far as what may happen today. All right, time to go out to Rich Eng standing by. Richie, good morning.
Hey, good morning, Ralphie. Good morning, Jonathan. Good morning, John. Good morning, viewers, and good morning, listeners.
Well, you covered them. Covered practically everybody, so you're okay there, my man. All I can tell you is this: I know that you have put together your extensive work on both the Friday and Saturday Breeders' Cup cards for the handicappers out there to have, and they can get those two big sheets of yours. Really breaking down every race in Breeders' Cup Friday and Saturday, every race, and in the cards, the Friday and Saturday cards. And it's available at the racedaylasvegas.com websites as well, right?
Yeah, I did six-page reports, all 10 races on Friday, all 12 races on Saturday. They're available for $20 each, and I go into a lot of analysis, just like all you folks there in the studio have. And they're available at the racedaylasvegas.com website, Ralph.
All right, good enough, my man. And, of course, you got today's Del Mar sheet also available at the websites, racedaylasvegas.com websites, for opening day at Del Mar. You do Southern California, so we'll have that. But we've got a football game tonight, the NFL Thursday night game featuring the Houston Texans and the New York Jets. And, by the way, before we get to that, I want to congratulate the Los Angeles Dodgers for what was a seesaw, exciting game last night to cap off four wins and win this year's World Series for Major League Baseball. Congratulations to the Dodgers. And I hope that the New York Yankee fans will have something to root about maybe tonight with the Jets.
Yeah, maybe so. A real oddity last night was those five runs that Gerrit Cole gave up were all unearned. How often do you see that in such a key game? The Yankees made a lot of mistakes, and they didn't deserve to win for all the mistakes they made.
Well, I can say, Richie, is that they have no more feet left because they shot themselves in the foot so many times.
Perfect.
It was amazing. But go ahead.
Football game 3-11-3-12 is the Houston Texans at the New York Jets over at the Meadowlands Stadium. And the Jets right now, I saw on the South Point website, was -2. I'm going to hold my nose and bet on the New York Jets tonight, Ralph.
Oh.
Another must-win game, even though they have lost the last few, which were all must-win games. But last week against the Patriots, it was really an anomaly. If you took a look at the box score without knowing the final score, the Jets dominated every aspect of the football game, including no turnovers against the Patriots, and still managed to lose somehow in a last-second touchdown. But the Jets' season, they're 2-5, really is on the line tonight. Houston's two best receivers, Stephon Diggs and Nico Collins, both out. So they could have trouble moving the football. New York Jets.
All I can say is this agonizing wait for Aaron Rodgers to be everything they paid him to be. It's been going on now with, of course, the unbelievable injury last year, and then this year with not producing the way they thought he would. But maybe another week practicing with Dante now might turn the trick.
Yeah, the Jets should be able to move the football. That really wasn't a problem last week. Believe it or not, their defense actually has, ever since they fired head coach Robert Saleh, the defense has started to weaken.
Yeah, well, maybe we ought to bet the Jets an over in that game then.
Well, wait, there you go.
They're a little parlay there. Okay, now let's get to the horses and the races. Opening day at Del Mar. I know you have a sheet available today. Where are we going for our first winner?
I'm going to go to race number 8, Ralph. It's a mile on the grass. It's the Leaded Ride Stakes. And before I give the pick, I just want to note that the fine actress Terry Garr, who starred in Leaded Ride with Richard Dreyfuss, passed away yesterday. And that was kind of sad. Made me think about her and the movie and all the great work she's done. Yeah. But in honor of Terry Garr and the Leaded Ride, let's go with the number 7, Take Me to Church. Brad Cox is shipping in this horse, 3-1 in the morning line. This horse ran a good race in the Gilpate. I think real strong in this spot with Antonio Frasu up. Let's go with a 7. Take Me to Church in the Let It Ride.
All right, the 8th race, the Let It Ride Stakes. And if you're a racing fan, that is by far the best racing movie out there. It combines comedy, the actual cases of real horse players, etc. And yes, Terry Garr did a great job in that race, and in that movie, I should say. And so the Let It Ride Stakes today in honor, the 8th race, number 7, Take Me to Church. The 7 in the 8th race is Rich's play there. And Richie, all I can say is that your full sheet for Del Mar is available right now at the RaceDayLasVegas.com website.
And good luck to you guys. We're a little more close this weekend, Jonathan and John. It is chilly out there.
Yeah, it sure is. And get ready to pack all of those racing forms from Friday and Saturday so everybody's got their Del Mar racing forms for the Breeders' Cup, my man.
Yeah, the Friday forms came in at normal time. I was up late, Ralph. It's always when it's so important for Friday and Saturday forms, I'm up late monitoring the progress of the printing and the hauling and the delivery and everything. Knock on wood, should have gone fine last night.
All right. Good enough. Thanks a lot, Rich. We'll talk to you tomorrow. Breeders' Cup Day 1 tomorrow.
Hey, thanks. Good luck, everybody.
All right. We're going to go to our final break. When we come back, we got John on set. He's going to give us what he thinks about Del Mar, and then we'll wrap it up with Jerry J. It's almost Friday, but it's still our Thursday race day show. Don't go away. We'll be right back.
South Point offers all the types of entertainment you'd expect at a first-class Las Vegas resort. Did you know our 400-seat showroom is one of Las Vegas's top destinations for live entertainment? Enjoy live performances by classic Vegas entertainers, bands, and today's hottest comedians, plus a rock and dance floor. You can also enjoy live entertainment at the Grandview Lounge, where you'll feel all the vibes of old Las Vegas. Enjoy the music, and if you love to laugh, don't miss The Dirty at 12:30, our very own free comedy show. Every Friday night at 12:30 a.m. in the Grandview Lounge, The Dirty is 100% free, so arrive early. Go to southpointcasino.com or call the box office at 77136 for today's performances at the showroom and the Grandview Lounge. When you're ready for your favorite cocktail, stop in and unwind at one of our 7 specialty lounges. There's a bar around every corner, because you're in Vegas, baby.
The field for the biggest derby of the season at Los Alamitos is set for Sunday, November 10th, the Grade 1 Los Alamitos Super Derby. The field is led by top qualifier BP Cartel Policy, as he looks for his third graded derby of the year. Plus champion filly Dark Enemy. She's going after her fourth Grade 1 win. Plus the undefeated Stanley Cartel, the outstanding Boardwalk, and the Grade 1 winner Let's Leave. It's a field of super sophomores. The Los Alamitos Super Derby, Sunday, November 10th.
The Race Day Las Vegas Show, the only exclusive daily local media racing information source in Las Vegas.
All right, back on Race Day Las Vegas. Now we're going to go out to John Lindo, which is right across the desk from us this morning. John, again, good morning.
Hello again.
Yeah. Now, before we get started, your Lindo report, is available here at the South Point in the Racebook every racing day, covering all the races, a suggested late pick four. When they have the coast-to-coast pick five, you got that on the sheet as well. And you do selected other big racetracks on big racing days. But coincidentally, the big racing days are going to be at Del Mar, and you have a Del Mar sheet anyhow. But the Linda Report will be here available. Only place in Las Vegas, Nevada, your gaming capital, that you can get this thing, the Linda Report, is here at the South Point, and it's free of charge because they love horse players here. So they'll be able to get the Linda Report here. And it's opening day at Del Mar. But your Linda Report at Santa Anita for the Santa Anita meet, you had 147 selections on top, 46 of which won. That's a 31.3% win rate, which is just about as good as the favorite win rate is there in Southern California. And, of course, a flat bet profit as well. So you're doing a great job. You're seeing the ball well. And we want more.
Never happened.
That's right. Turf history, right?
Yes.
Well, let's go ahead and go to Del Mar. I'm going to go to race number 7 at Del Mar, Ralph. Number 3, Lonesome Stew, a horse coming off the layoff. Last time he came off a layoff, he won by daylight. I like the rider switch in here. He picks up a rider, Antonio Freisu. Mark Glatt, really good off the layoff. He put 2 in this race. There's only 6 in the field, so I think he made this race go with Hondo Crouch in here. 4, Lonesome Stew. He has a good race at Del Mar. I just think he's going to be outside the favorite, Bartholdi, in here. You have him in his sights all the way. 4-1 in the morning line is a lot of value. Number 3, Lonesome Stew, race number 7, Del Mar.
All right, number 3, Lonesome Stew, the 7th race. Number 3, Lonesome Stew, John Lindell's pick off the Lindell Report. That in the 7th race today at Del Mar. Hate to ask you, John, because it's opening day at Del Mar, but I guess we're just going to go ahead and try to approach the races until it shows us different, the way the track played in the summertime.
You have to. And a couple of notes, Ralph, there is a little bit of a different wagering menu than Santa Anita.
I want that, yeah.
Yeah, if you're a fan of the Place Pick All is back in play today. They have Quinella wagering. I don't know why, but they do have Quinella wagering at Del Mar, if that's your thing. The Pick 6 is a dollar wager at Del Mar. It was $2 at Santa Anita. It's a dollar wager. And they split it after takeout. 80% goes to the tickets with 6 winners, 20% to the tickets
so
with 5.
So it's the traditional Pick 6 format, except for the fact that it's a dollar.
It's a dollar minimum, right. And the menu will change again a little bit for the 2 Breeders' Cup days, and then we'll get back to this normal format for the rest of the meet.
And the reason for that is the Breeders' Cup totally controls everything about the 2 days of racing at the host track they go. Just because they go to a racetrack, they kind of just relinquish the track to the
It's like a separate meet.
Yeah.
Right, right.
And they control everything from the rules, regulations, et cetera, right down to the official on the tote board.
Well, you have to race under the California rules in California no matter what meet is held.
Yeah.
But as far as the wagering menu and those other type of things, the Lasix and whatnot, they can adjust those a little bit. So that's why you're going to see a little bit different group of rules and different types of wagers tomorrow and Saturday.
Today will be the traditional Del Mar that will kick in back in on Sunday for the rest of the meet for this fall meet, but for Friday and Saturday under the Breeders' Cup. And I don't want to even go into the betting menu.
I'll list it on Friday and Saturday's Linda Report. So
you're going to put in the Linda Report?
Yeah, it took me 20 minutes to find it, but I found it.
20 minutes to find it? It'll take you 10 pages to print it. There's so many betting opportunities and pools for the Breeders' Cup in the next 2 days, folks. Just be diplomatic about how you spread the money on that, because you could really go crazy.
Well, you don't have to play them. They're there, and you choose what you want to based on the horses you like. Simple as that.
Now, we don't have that crazy triple, three, trifecta deal going on. Anyway.
Sure you do.
Oh, yeah, really? At Del Mar?
Yeah, but I won't mention it because it's not worth playing.
You're no kidding.
Yeah.
All right, we're going to go to a man who knows a little bit about betting and all that, betting strategies as well, with Jerry Jack, who's standing by. Jerry, good morning.
Good morning, Ralph.
All right, now, gentlemen.
Good morning, John. Good to see you, buddy.
Hey, guys.
Now, hold on. Well, Jonathan is here, too. He's in studio with us, too.
John. Oh, boy.
Yeah. Now, before we get started, Richie has already warned them to wear warm clothing. Look what Jerry's got on in his home. Is it rather chilly there, Jerry?
I guess we keep the house a little on the chilly side.
So all right. Your schedule for getting out the 2 days for Breeders' Cup for your power pages, the same schedule as always?
Same as always.
Right? Okay. All right. Well, let's get started with picking some winners. Belmont at Aqueduct's got a pick six carryover today, so we'll start there.
Okay. Let's go to the third today at Aqueduct.
Mm-hmm.
Going 7 furlongs. Number 2, Iridescent from Brad Cox's barn, sort of triggers my win bet. He's off since he was claimed on September 15th. Comes back for the same 50. But I'm just expecting natural improvement going into Brad Cox's barn. I'm almost always sure we'll go forward a little bit.
Uh-huh.
So he looks right to me. Take the 2. Iridescent, make a good win bet here. Play the 2 with the 4, 5, 6, 8. Do some reverses. 4, 5, 6, 8. Back over the 2. But it's all about the 2 going 7 furlongs in the third.
All right. Third race at Belmont at Aqueduct. Number 2, Iridescent. And the link-ups are 4, 5, 6, and 8, and reverse the 2 in the third race. Now, Jerry, you mentioned that when you see a Brad Cox horse, you assume, because of him being such a great trainer, that a horse is going to move a little bit forward off of whatever you see. And I asked you the other day, does the raw numbers that you have on your sheet incorporate any of influences from jockeys, trainers, or et cetera, and you said it did a little, right?
Correct. I think my answer was not so much jockeys, but trainers definitely.
Okay. And one other quick note about trainers. Do you put mm-hmm. a little bit more on a number when a horse gets claimed from a trainer that's not so good to a trainer that has the reputation and the record of improving horses off a claim?
Again, to some degree, not as much as you should.
Okay. All right. So in other words, then the handicapper, when he's looking
at the number, I only have so much elasticity in any number that the horse earns his own number.
Right.
And how I adjust it, it's a gentle adjustment. It's not a violent adjustment.
Okay.
So people out there can bring their own handicapping to the number. They don't have to worry that the number is so handicapped that they can't add or subtract to it as they see fit.
So then they can put a little bit of their own thoughts into it and say, you know, well, Jerry might think that this trainer is 2 points better, but I happen to think he's 3 or 4 points better, and then make that adjustment on their own personally, right?
Well, I'll tell you this: no number is ever moved because of the trainer more than 1 point. There's
1 point.
There's a strict limit.
From you.
So it's never more than 1 point.
Okay. All right. But a person says, hey, I really like this trainer. He might move it up 2 or 3 points.
Yeah. No, that's reasonable. That's good handicapping. I'm totally for that.
Okay.
I recommend that.
Good enough. Let's go to Del Mar and get a pick.
Yeah, let's go to Del Mar. We'll go over to the seventh horse. I was feeling a little bad for this lonesome stew. He seems lonesome. The 3 horse, Mark Glad.
Mm-hmm.
He has a nice layoff horse coming back from December. Really, much faster than these. I think he's just got to get him running off the layoff, and he'll be too much for him. I like the 3 horse in the 7th race.
Mm-hmm.
Let's play the 3 over the 1, 2, 6. Small reverses. Boy, if you get anything like 3 to 1 or better, boy, you're beating this race 3 ways to Sunday.
Well, guess what? Lonesome Stew is not lonesome because John Lendo also picked this horse. So you and John both picked the horse in this race. And I can say that's the old good housekeeping seal of handicapper approval on the 7th race, number 3, Lonesome Stew. The 3 you and John are on. Your link ups are numbers 1, 2, and 6 and reverse. And I guess that's a double whammy for us.
I'm not sure about this. You have to ask John, but I assume that workouts have something to do with John's selection, and they have absolutely nothing to do with my selection.
Okay,
so
is that right?
I think we're coming at it from 2 separate points of view. I don't know if that's true, but
he's got a healthy work pattern. Nothing spectacular in the workouts. Again, you talk about trainers and everything. Yeah. This is a pattern for Mark Glatt. Bring a fresh horse in, okay. Protects him. You know, I like the rider switch to Freysu. I just think he's the right horse there.
There you go. A little bit of the insight on how the 2 handicappers get to a same horse.
And that too.
Yeah. All right, Jerry. Well, we've done it again. We've wrapped up this Thursday show. It's almost Friday, and now next time we talk to everybody, it will be Friday, the first day of the two-day Breeders' Cup World Championships, and we'll be here, God willing, Crick Don't Rise, at 7 a.m. Pacific time again tomorrow to, you know, tell you about that and do some more of Race Day. In the meantime, Jerry, you got one more thing to say, buddy, and say it.
Have a great race day.
It's Ralph Serrato at Race Day Las Vegas. Morning on 1400 KSHP North Las Vegas.
Online
at KSHP.com.